Welcome to the Sisters in Spirit podcast with your hosts Kate
and Melanie. We're so excited to be back with you guys today, and we are going to be talking about something that's so important in your walk with Christ, and that is prayer. Prayer is so needed in your walk with Christ. It's how we communicate with Him. It's how we develop a closer relationship with Him. Think about how you have your relationships with everybody else. You need to communicate, and that's the same thing that you need to be doing with God. So what does prayer mean? Prayer is having that communication with God. It's literally talking to God as if you would talk to your friend. It's supposed to be natural. It's not supposed to be rehearsed or like
fabricated. It's a phone call. It's like a regular phone call with anybody. Like if I call Melanie, I'm like, hey. You know, obviously with more respect, but it is just like a friend.
You just have open communication with your creator, and it's very, very beautiful, and it's something that we all have the ability to do. You don't need to be in a certain place. You don't need to be wearing a certain thing or doing a certain thing. You can just open your mouth or even in your mind, pray to God.
And that's what's so amazing about God, because we have full access to speak to Him. Again, going back to what we had talked about in Who is God, you know, Jesus' sacrifice allowed us to directly connect to God and be able to speak to Him in a bunch of different ways, in different places. Like she said, there's no requirements to it.
And the first prayer that you should be praying on your walk with Christ is the prayer of salvation. Without this prayer, you cannot be saved. You need to proclaim with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and that He died for your sins, and that you recognize that, and that you accept Him as your Christ and Savior. You have to thank Him for dying on the cross for you and your sins, which it talks about in Romans 10:9. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Then you need to ask for forgiveness of all your sins, known and unknown. Invite the Holy Spirit into your heart. Surrender to God your life and ask Him to change you for His glory. And this is something that you need to do genuinely and humbly. So you need to be ready to really give your life to Christ, because once you do this life-changing prayer, it is going to completely transform the way that you once thought and lived. And it's the beginning of a long journey, a hard one, but one that is so worthwhile.
And this is a prayer that can be said at any given time. Again, any place, anywhere, this prayer can be said. A lot of time people do this prayer on their deathbed, in their last moments. And again, when they're ready to accept Christ, that's the important part. You have to feel and really accept that Christ is Lord. And you know that audio, Christ is Lord?
Say, Christ is Lord.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Literally like that. Like, you have to believe it within the deepest part of your heart.
You have to truly believe what you're saying and truly open your heart to Him. God is just waiting for that open door into your life. And you need to proclaim that and give Him access. He's simply just waiting on you. Like we talked about in the Who is God episode, the Holy Spirit wants to be within you, but you have to open the door to your heart for it to come in and dwell within you.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off just talking about the intimacy of prayer and how we should pray. And again, what comes about with prayer. And also some technicalities, like, you know, the discipline part and stuff like that. So let's start off with how we should pray. So if we look at Matthew 6:9-13, this is a prayer that, it's a very short prayer, but it's a beautiful prayer because it encompasses everything that we should pray about. So it says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts, as we also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So if we look at Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It starts off with honoring who God is. And that's so important when you start off prayer, to basically worship Him and give Him thanks and just acknowledge that He is God. He has all the power and He is the one. And the second, your kingdom come, your will be done. So this is asking God to do as He pleases. Again, this is also acknowledging that He is God. He's the one that makes the decisions. He's the one that has the rule over everything. So you're allowing Him or inviting Him to do as He pleases in your life. And if you look at, give us today our daily bread, you're asking God humbly to give what is needed, like what you need, like clothing, food, whatever it is, the necessities, that's what you're asking Him. You're not asking Him what you want. You're asking Him what is needed in that moment. And it also says, and forgive us of our debts, as also we have forgiven our debtors. Repentance. This is talking about repentance. To forgive and also to forgive others. So I really like that verse, because it's telling us, it's reminding us, not only do we have to ask for forgiveness from God, but we also have to forgive others because He has forgiven us. And then, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And that is a prayer for protection over your life, protection for your family, protection for everything that surrounds you. So again, this is a prayer that encompasses what we should be praying about. And it's very short. And I feel like this is an inspiration more so, rather than like, oh, I'm going to say this prayer each and every day. A lot of people do, and they believe it with all their heart, and that's good. But I think this is a good base for a prayer, because as you develop in your walk with Christ, I feel like there's much more that needs to be prayed about.
Yeah, I agree with that being like a good base prayer. Like, this is what Jesus said to His apostles when they asked Him, like, how do we pray? This was His example, and I think it's good that we follow this example. You don't have to say what it says verbatim, but these are key points that you should be saying every time you pray, because you should be revering God. You should be asking Him for forgiveness. You should be thanking Him. Like, those are common things that you should be saying every time you do pray.
Yeah. So, and also, this prayer, right? Prayer is supposed to be something that is extremely intimate, right? So that's why I said this is like a base, because even though this is a beautiful prayer, right, there's moments where we get much more intimate in our walk with Christ and we express more to God, right? So what we call meeting with God and really connecting with Him is called the secret place, right? So meeting God in the secret place is in Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. That means that God is waiting for us in the secret place. He's waiting for us in that intimacy with Him, to be able to connect with Him, to be able to really express how we're feeling, just to express our daily lives, and just, again, to really connect with Him and understand more of Him. And again, many times we could do prayers, like, for example, we could do the base prayer, let's call it base prayer, but we could do that prayer, and again, I've heard a lot of people say that prayer, and just to say it, and a lot of people do prayers just to say they prayed, but it's more so really connecting with God and allowing the Holy Spirit to enter your heart, because I can say this prayer again and again each and every day and just not feel it within me.
And I feel like we also have to remember that it's supposed to be a relationship with Christ. It's not about religion. It's not about, oh, I did my prayers for the day, knocked it off of my to-do list, I'm done for the day. God has forgiven me, everything's well. It's supposed to be a relationship. And when you have a relationship with someone, you need to feed that relationship. And having constant communication with that person is how you feed that relationship, that intimacy, that connection.
Mm-hmm. So, and if you look at Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. For me, that really relates to prayer, because again, we can say all of these things, but are we actually seeking Him in prayer? Like, are we taking that time to really connect with Him? And it says, if you seek me with all your heart, like, I will be found. You will find me. So really, it's like she said, it's having that relationship and finding God, because he's there, but we're the ones that have to like go and take that initiative. And also another important part of prayer is to listen to what God has to say, because sometimes we may ask for a lot of stuff during prayer. We may list all of these stuff, like forgive me, do this and that, help me with this and that. But I feel like a lot of times we don't take time to listen. Like, there's a lot of times where we could pray and just take a moment like this of silence just to hear what he has to say. Like, I'm saying, like, literally, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just that moment. Because a lot of times we're always, like, haywire. Like, oh, ooh, ooh, I need to do this and that.
Yeah.
I need to do that, this, that. Like, what, God, what do you want me to do? And he's like, chill. Like, you need to relax, you know? So... And also, that helps us kind of have more patience, because that's something that's important with prayer. Just to have that patience and just listening to what God has to say. And also, it's not always about receiving, too, when we ask in prayer. Because, again, we asked in this prayer, give us today our daily bread. And that's it, right? But us humans, we're always asking for stuff. We're like, we want this,
there's
we want that,
more.
We want this. Yeah, exactly. So it says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. So that's saying that you have to seek God completely. Like, and I relate this back to prayer. Like, seek him so much in prayer, because he's the one that's going to guide you. And with prayer comes more and more of the Holy Spirit entering you and doing what he needs to do within you. And when you seek him in prayer, again, it says all these things will be given to you. All these righteous things will be given to you. And all of the things he wants you to have will be given. And another part of prayer is to call on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is such an important part of our lives, and he is always needed at every single moment and every single time to guide us. So a lot of times people don't know what to pray about, right? Or they're feeling kind of down, like they don't really want to pray maybe. But when you invite the Holy Spirit into you and say, Holy Spirit, I'm feeling this way, can you help me? Then you're going to receive that help, and the Holy Spirit will help you pray. It will help you get up and do what you have to do. And lastly, let's talk about patience and discipline. That is so important when we're talking about prayer. Again, I mentioned patience earlier. It's so important that when we ask stuff from God, we have to wait. We have to really take the time to say, like, calm down. Let's just wait to see what God is going to do. Let's see what he wants for us. And then the discipline part. You have to be very consistent with your prayers. You're not going to repeat the same thing over and over again, but it's more of a consistency of every day having that connection with God, talking with God, being able to express yourself to God, and just listening to what God has to say. So yeah.
We also need to, like, remember that prayer is also a time for us to worship. Like Kate was saying, it's not all about, I need this, I need that. We also have to take time to say, God, you are so good. Like, thank you. Thank you, God. You are so amazing. And this is also a time where you can worship God and take that time not only to obviously list your petitions, which are things that God does ask us to do. If God tells us if we need something, to tell him. But we also need to make sure that we're taking that time in our prayer to worship him. And going back to when she was talking about the secret place as well, this reminds us that we need to make sure we're setting time apart from our day-to-day life for prayer. I know that I do this often. Like, I'll pray all day long. I pray all day long. But I still need to take time out of my day, stop what I'm doing, and just be in the presence of the Lord. And we need to make sure that every single day we are setting time apart, going into our secret place, and spending that time with God, not just praying as we're doing other things. That is important to still do, to keep prayer throughout your day, but we also need to dedicate a specific time for him.
Because that's basically robbing God of his time, because you have to give a time for God. That's just the bare minimum. You have to give some time for God.
And something that I've also combated with this is I will pray throughout the day. And in my walk with Christ, I noticed that I would only pray in my head. For the majority of the time, I would only pray in my head. And I didn't see anything wrong with it until one day I was praying in my head and like the Holy Spirit was like telling me like, say it out loud. And I was kind of like reluctant. This is the thing with the flesh. The flesh is always going to make you reluctant to anything the Holy Spirit says. It's like, are you sure? But like, I just felt really called to just say it out loud. And I was in my room and I just started saying my prayer out loud. And instantly I felt the Holy Spirit's presence over me. Like I was crying, like I was just worshiping God, because God also needs to hear your prayers. Your tongue has the power of life and death. So the things that you say also have power. So when you say it out loud, it has so much more power than if you were to think it. That doesn't mean your thoughts in your head are insignificant, but it's very important to say your prayers out loud, to call these things over your life, to proclaim that God is Lord outside of your mind. It's a really important part. Yeah. And it references this in Proverbs 18:21 when it says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So we need to make sure that the things that we're saying are fruitful and our prayers are fruitful. We're worshiping God, we're praising God, and those are things that we should be saying out loud as much as we can.
I think that's something that I also struggled with when I was a bit younger, because I don't necessarily talk out loud all the time. Like, it's not something that I'm used to. So I found it, like, very, like, I would see people praying out loud, and I'd be like, yeah, like, nice, yeah, amen. But I wouldn't do it myself. But I think it's more so a process when, especially if you're, like, more closed in and shy, it's more so a process to, like, you know, get those words out. But again, the Holy Spirit will help you. Like, the Holy Spirit told her, like, do it, and she did it. So, and that's another thing that's important, to be of being obedient, you know, because maybe in that moment, if she hadn't done that, she wouldn't have experienced that deeper connection, you know.
Yeah. And I've realized that this is something I've noticed in a lot of people who are new believers, which is totally okay, you're new to it, but it's almost like being embarrassed of like praying out loud. But there's nothing to be embarrassed about when you're talking to your creator, you're talking to your Lord. It's such an important thing to do, to pray out loud, and it's so powerful, like I said. So I think that if you're in the beginning stages and you're feeling kind of nervous and you're feeling kind of embarrassed to pray out loud, remember that you're not doing it for an audience of many. You're doing it for an audience of one, and that is God. Whatever you do should be to please God and nobody else. So remember that when you're kind of scared to pray, think about it like, okay, well, God is more important than anybody who would ever judge me for praying out loud. Yeah. And if anybody is judging you for praying out loud, then you should add them to your prayers. But it's true. Like, you should add them to your prayers because they need more of God then. And it's just really important to just pray out loud. When you feel embarrassed or scared, like Kate said, ask the Holy Spirit for that strength to be able to do what you're not comfortable with, and He will give it to you. The next thing is, like I said, have continued prayer throughout your day. I will pray in the morning, like have my time, my secret place with God. And then as my day goes on, when I'm at school, if I'm at work, wherever I may be, I continue my prayer all day long. I'll pray in the car. I'll pray while I'm walking in the store, like wherever I am, like I am keeping God in the loop. And it's so important to just continue your communication with God, because that's how you grow in relationship with God. You know that, like, if you have a significant other, you text them probably all day. I text Kate, like, all day long. And that's something that you do to, like, continue your relationship with that person and to keep them close to you and keep you connected to them.
And because you want to get to know them more.
Right.
You want to speak to them all the time because you have this love and care for them. So that's really what God wants for us. Like, He wants us to love Him so much that we're always constantly seeking Him, that we're always constantly seeking His advice, His guidance, because that's so important with the prayer throughout your day. Because there's a lot of moments where we need that guidance and we kind of have God in the back of our mind, like in the deepest pit. But no, we have to have Him up center, up front, because He's the one that's going to guide us in our decisions.
And especially in those difficult times that you go through, remember that God is there. He's just waiting for you to call on Him. So when you're going through those difficult times, instead of getting into your head and thinking, oh, I don't know what to do, what should I do? call on the Lord. Say, God, I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. God, I need your help. God, I'm being tempted right now with sin. Help me. And he will be there for you, but he needs you to call on him. So I think it's important to continue prayer throughout your day, because that'll automatically remind you, like, hey, God is there. God's just waiting for me to speak to him. So in Philippians 4:6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So God does want us to tell him what we need, our desires of our heart. He wants to know what's on our minds, what we're struggling with. But we also need to remember, like I said, to give him praise throughout that, to worship him, to thank him, and to ask him to do his will in our lives and not our own.
Yeah, and God knows our desires. He understands them, but he's going to give you what you need. Like, it's not about what you want, because he's the one that knows best. Like, he knows the future. He knows what's going to happen. So he can make the best decisions for you.
I feel that sometimes we are in situations where we think that we know best. We think that we know how to fix our problems. We think that we know that what we're doing is right, what the other person is doing is wrong. But God knows the truth. And it's just like when you go to like a mediator to get a third person's advice, because they see the whole picture. God sees the whole picture into another level, because he knows the people. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're doing behind the scenes that other people may not know.
He knows the intentions of others also.
Exactly. So it's best that we trust him with our problems and that we take it to him in prayer, so that we can have that connection with him and he knows what we're struggling with and he can give us the help that we need and guide us in the right direction. Also, when you are praying, you have to have faith that what you're praying will come to fruition if it is in the will of God. We have to pray that whatever we want and desire only will come to fruition if it is God's will, not our own. And then when we pray this, we have to believe in what God will do in our lives. If you're asking for God to strengthen you, you have to believe that God is going to strengthen you. If you're asking God for help, you have to believe that God is going to help you in the best way that he sees fit. If you're asking God for provisions, you have to remember that it's going to be in his will and in his way, but you have to believe that he will do it. And we know that he will do it because he's shown us time and time again in the Bible that he's a faithful God. God has never failed you, and he's not going to start now. And it's something that I remind myself of all the time when I'm going through something, is that God has never turned his back on me. So why would he do it now? That's something that I feel like you'll get in your mind often when you're going through these difficult times, and it's spiritual warfare. It's the enemy trying to tell you your God's not there for you. Your God's not going to protect you. Your God's not going to help you. But you have to remind yourself, God is with me. Like we talked about in reading your word, you have to read your word and know about what God has done for his people, and what he's done for his people hundreds of thousands of years ago, he will still do for his people now, and he'll still do it tomorrow. And you have to believe in this. You have to believe that what he has done is true, what he says he will do is true, and then it'll come to fruition because our God is faithful.
And it doesn't have to be like the hugest faith, like, oh my gosh, like I'm the greatest believer. No, it says the size of a mustard seed. A faith like that can move mountains. So it doesn't have to be something crazy. You just have to have that little bit of faith, that little bit of that hope in God to see this come into fruition.
I've seen this in my life a lot lately, is that when I've actually taken a step back from having control over my life, given it to God and believed that he will do something, he has surpassed what I have expected. And that's why it's so important to have that faith in God. And when you ask for that help, when you ask for what you need, believe that God will do it for you, because he will. He wants the best for you and he has the best intentions for you, but it will be in his way. So just because your answer to your prayer was not what you expected, believe that it's the best way for you, because it's God's way. And God's way is always the best way for us. We don't know best, but he does. Also, be careful what you pray for. Like I said earlier, we have the power of life and death in our tongue. We should not be praying over the downfall of anybody, over the harm of anybody. We should not be praying that we are better than other people, because that's not what God has called us to do or the way that God wants us to behave. So we have to be careful with the things that we're praying for. And also, if you're asking for a certain thing to happen, remember, like, your words have power, and God is even more powerful. And those things that you're saying to somebody else, what if they come back on you? You have to remember that your tongue is very, very powerful. And in Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10, it says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be open." So if you're asking God for certain things and that are not aligned with his will, he might let you experience it and show you, this is not what I want for you. So do you understand now? So be careful what you're asking for. Be careful that what you're saying is not at the detriment of others, and also that you're asking for God's will to be done, not your own. Also, be genuine in your prayers. This is also something that I've struggled with a lot in the past, is using recycled prayers. And it's just like, you need to stop the recycled prayers. When I was going through my darkest time, that's what I would do. God, please forgive me. Please cure me. Please help me. Amen. And then go continue and do what I do. And that's not what God wants. God wants us to be genuine. God wants us to be real. When you're real with God, he will be real with you. And that is where you're going to experience growth. That is where you're going to experience change. When you are real with him, he wants you to come to him humbly and just be like, listen, I'm struggling with all of these things and I need you. And he will be right there. He just wants that realness, that genuine heart.
It's important to note that God knows everything about you. He knows you more than yourself. But he wants us still to go to him and express ourselves, because maybe Melanie knows something about me, right? Let's say she knows everything about me, right? But if I go to her, like, in pure, genuine, like, humbleness, and I tell her and I explain everything that I'm going through, and I just let my heart out, she's able to connect with me. She's able to give me the best advice. She's able to comfort me. So that's what God wants to do. Like, he knows everything about you, but he wants you to go to him so he can comfort you, so he can do what he has to do within you. So I think it's so important just to keep that in mind, that he knows. He knows, so you might as well say it.
Yeah, that is true. Nothing can be, like, hid from God. Like, I feel like maybe you might feel embarrassed, or, like, you just don't want to say what you've done to God. God already knows. God already knows. So there's no reason to feel embarrassed or ashamed about anything that you have done, because God already knows. God watched you. So that's why in that moment, you need to be able to take away your pride, because that's a big one. In order to ask for forgiveness, you need to let your pride down, and you need to be able to say, I'm doing something wrong and I'm sorry for it. I don't want to continue this way. You need to take your pride aside and you need to go to God humbly, because he already knows, but he wants you to come to him, like she said, so you can grow in that connection with him and in that relationship with him. Prayer is just, like, such an important part of your walk with God. You need to dedicate time to prayer. You need to pray throughout your day. You need to grow your relationship with God. If you don't seek God daily and at all times, you'll lose that connection. The same way when you have a friend that you haven't talked to in years, sometimes when you talk to them after a few months, it seems like everything's all the same, but you have a lot to catch up on. And that's the same way with God. Like, you're going to have a lot to catch up on, and over time, that relationship is going to diminish because you're not nurturing it. So you need to make sure that you're always in contact with God, always presenting time to God in prayer, in relationship with him. He wants you to be close to him, but he needs that door. And that door is prayer. Having that door opened, God will be able to speak to you. God will be able to help you. God will be able to touch you in a deeper and, like, more significant way. I noticed ever since I started praying, like, genuinely out loud, just full on being present in my prayer and not just praying as I do other things, I have experienced such a change in my relationship with God. Like, I feel so much closer to him, and I'm not afraid to say what I've done. I'm not afraid to talk about, like, my innermost thoughts, because he already knows, and I'm just feels like such a genuine connection with him. And that's what God wants for all of us. God wants us all to have a genuine connection and relationship with him. But you just need to open that door to him. And a great way to do this is through prayer. It's such an important part of your walk with Christ. And it's such an important thing to pray over others as well. It's so important to include other people in your prayers. And that's like something we haven't even touched on. We need to be praying for others. It's not all about us. We also have to pray for others, whether we know them, whether we don't, whether they're a believer, whether they're not, whether you know what they're going through, whether you don't. Always keep others in your prayers. It's so important to pray for others. If there's people that you struggle with, pray for them. If there's people that you love, pray for them. If there's people you don't know, you should pray for them.
There's so many things to pray about, honestly. Like, especially in the world that we live in now, there's so many things that you could pray about. That's why going back to the base prayer, right? It doesn't include like all other people, but the Bible does say to pray for others and to pray for the world, pray for Israel, pray for everything. You pray for everyone and everything. That's what you have to do. And then that way, God, I feel like when you pray for others and pray about every situation, God does see that, and he does get to get into your heart even more. And he's able to open up your heart to just connecting with others.
Something that I did that actually has helped me a lot is to create a prayer list. If you feel like overwhelmed with, I don't know what to pray about, or like, I don't know, like in the moment, I can't think of anything, make a list of prayers as you like come up with them, of people you want to pray for, situations, places, whatever it may be. Like, make a list of the things you want to pray about. And when you're in that prayer closet with God, present your list and talk to God about each and every one of them. And this really helped me personally to just make sure that I'm praying about others, that I'm not just talking about myself. It's a reminder, like, there's other things going on. Like, everybody needs prayer. Every situation needs prayer over it. So we need to make sure that we're not just praying for ourselves, that we're presenting others' requests to God as well. And that we're also praying for the salvation of others. Because it's so important that, yes, you go out and do the work, but prayer is also really important, because we have to remember this is also a spiritual battle. And some people may be suffering, but when you're praying for your friends, when you're praying over your significant other, when you're praying over your family, you're interceding for them. And that's very important to do. And that's a very beautiful, like, loving act to do for someone else, is to intercede for them in their spiritual warfare, which we all suffer with, and that we all need help from others. God wants us to be in unity, and prayer is a way that we can be in unity with each other when we pray for each other.
Have you seen, like, online that they have the, it's like they say, like, oh, I prayed for him or her, like, that's the biggest, like, act of love, like, having somebody in your prayers. And I truly believe that it is a big act of love to include people in your prayers, because you're talking to God about somebody else, you know, like, God, look at this person, like, heal them, help them. You know, you're including that person and presenting them to God. So I feel like that's such an important, like, view on it. And I feel like prayer really ties in with reading the word too, because I feel like prayer and reading the word just join together so beautifully, because once you know what it is you have to pray about, which is in the word, it says it in the word, your prayers can be more developed and be just more genuine and more understanding, you know?
And also, while you read your word, or before you read your word, ask God for wisdom and understanding so that you can know what you're reading and you can take it and apply it to your life. I do this every single time I pray. I always stop before I even read a word, and I'm like, God, please give me wisdom, understanding. Please help me to take what you're trying to say to me and use it in my daily life. And even if you have questions while you read the Bible, you can ask God. There is nothing too little or anything too big that you cannot go into prayer with God about. There is nothing impossible for God either. There is no request too small or request too large for God. Anything is possible in Christ Jesus, but you have to bring it to him in prayer. You have to believe in what he will do as well. And also be accepting that if it isn't in his will, that is not what is for you. And we also need to remember that, like, just because we're praying for it doesn't mean we're going to get it, because it might not be in God's will. So we have to always remember that we're asking for God's will to be done, like it says in the prayer, not our own.
Yeah. And again, I feel like he knows our hearts, and he knows our desires. And I believe he does tie in like our good desires to him, back to him. You know, like maybe we had a desire to create content, and you see the way that he tied it back into him. It's his will that has to be done. And he does it in a way that, a perfect way.
And even like, even just along that, like we started really like trying like this past month to like create content. And I feel like God's been working, like God's been doing great things. And he's showing us like, I'm going to do something for you, but be patient. It's not in our time and it's not going to be in our way. But God's way is always the better way. So you have to have trust and faith in him that whatever you are asking him, he will complete in his will, and it'll be the best way for you. Even if you don't understand it at the time, you'll understand it later.
Yeah. So I feel like this was a great episode just talking about, you know, that connection and relationship with God. Prayer is so important to a Christian's life. Like, it's, again, one of your lifelines. Like I said, in reading the word, that's one of your lifelines. This is also one of your lifelines because it's direct communication with God. As well as reading the word, direct communication with God. So it's so important to just constantly pray, constantly seek God in these ways, and yeah, and grow closer to God.
So if there's any of you that have not accepted God already as your Christ and Savior, we wanted to do a prayer with you guys so that you guys can say this out loud and proclaim that Jesus is Lord and accept him into your life if you're willing. Ready? Yay. God, we come before you today, and I thank you, God, for another day of life. I thank you for bringing me here and giving me the opportunity to give my life to you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for dying on the cross for my sins, Lord. Thank you for your great sacrifice, although I did not deserve it. I ask, Lord, that you please forgive me of all of my sins, known and unknown, Lord. I ask that you please allow the Holy Spirit to enter into my heart and wash away all of my sins and everything that does not honor you and glorify you. I surrender my life to you today. I am no longer the God over my life, Lord. You are the God over my life. Please change me for your glory and work in me, my God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So if you prayed that prayer, you are saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is only the beginning of your journey. God has so much more for you. God, I'm literally about to cry. God no. wants so, like, it's yeah. just like emotional because God wants so much for you. And I just have a feeling that God is going to speak to somebody today through this episode. God wants you. God wants you. If you feel like nobody wants you, God wants you. And I literally, like, God yeah. wants you. He wants you to accept him. He needs you, and you need him. He wants to enter into your life and change you and use you for his glory.
No matter like what you have done, no matter what you think of yourself, God thinks so much more of you, and he loves you so, so much, no matter what. So don't boggle yourself down like, oh my gosh, like I've done this and that, and I just don't feel like I'm worthy. Like God has said, there is salvation for everyone. And everyone means you. So if God has touched your heart, you know, pray that prayer of salvation and believe it in your soul and everything. And continue this journey with God, this journey of faith.
Truly believe that God has it all under control. Even if you felt like you had it all under control, God's going to show you now what he really wants for you in your life. And just be ready to embrace that. Embrace the change. Embrace the transformation. And seek him diligently. Pray. Read your word. Go into godly community. It is so important. And God has such great plans for you once you seek him and you will find him. Thank you guys for watching this episode. We're so happy that we were able to share this great message with you. And remember to stay in your prayer, stay in your word, stay in your godly community, and continue to love others. It's so important.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.